Chapter 2. The travel was quiet, peaceful. The sun peeked through now and again, only to be snuffed out by gray clouds. Bezog kept his chin up and eyes alert, but his lids were heavy. His body ached and his mouth was sore.
I don't ever want to engage in melee again.
The half-elf combed his hair behind his ears. His thoughts wandered to Sasha and his sons. He needed to know how they were doing. He wanted them to know that he was well, alive, despite the efforts of some dragons and a troublesome gnoll. He cracked a smile.
I wonder if she'd ever believe that I almost beat a gnoll in hand-to-hand combat.
He rubbed the polished wood of the elderwood staff.
Sort of.
Ahead, Nath led. Following the tree line, an arrow shot away from the distant road. Bezog had faith that Nath's eyes could keep a lookout on things. Ben rode alongside Nath, chatting with him from time to time. It gave him some comfort. Sometimes Nath liked to be left alone, but at the moment he didn't seem temperamental. But there was plenty about Nath that was unpredictable.
I wish Sasha were here. She has a way with him that we don't.
Brenwar, who usually rode on Nath's other side, drifted back on his horse. The chest was secured on the back of his mount. Bezog was relieved to see it. His feelings weren't the same for Brenwar, however. After all, he had knocked the dwarf from the sky a day earlier. Brenwar grunted and eyed him with bushy brows.
I only did what I felt I had to do,
Bezog said, avoiding his eyes.
And I figured you to be every bit as hardy as you look.
He could hear Brenwar squeezing the leather of his reins.
And you don't seem hurt, aside from your limp. Wasn't that better than being carried away and dropped elsewhere?
Dwarfen bones don't break as easy as elven,
Brenwar said, taking his gaze away.
And
he huffed.
And I'd probably have done the same, but only because you're as light as a feather and would have drifted down in like fashion.
Is that a jest?
Aye, but never a truer remark.
Bezog sat up in his saddle and cracked a smile. Brenwar added,
But don't do it again.
He grunted.
You seem rattled. Would you like to peek into the chest? We've a ways to go yet, and it'll ease your bones.
The dwarf's comment filled a void inside him. Bezog always felt like an outsider. Odd. He wasn't the warring type. Not a master of steel. Not a soldier in armor. It was difficult for him to relate to the others because he trusted in magic, and they trusted in what they understood. Metal. Today, however, it was different. He and Brenwar had been searching for Nath for years, and even though there was a worthy degree of trust between them, this was the first time he felt Brenwar was not just an ally, but a friend.
I've a feeling we'd better preserve our resources, but it's a fine thing we have them.
He pulled back his shoulder.
And I'm certain the longer I stick with you, the more I'll likely mend.
Now you're thinking like a dwarf. You might just make it yet.
Bezog allowed a laugh, but kept his eyes ahead on Nath.
He killed that gray scaler without a weapon, Brenwar,
Bezog said.
And he slept another around like an orc.
I wish it had been an orc.
Well, I think he slapped plenty of them around, too. To death, it seems.
Let's hope not, Brenwar grunted. But, like you, it troubles me. That look in his eyes. The power in his voice. It reminds me of someone.
And who might that be?
His father.
Really?
Bezog said, excited.
That's a good thing, right?
Thank you.
Ben eyed Nath's scales. Dark and beautiful. They had a way of winking in the sunlight. There was a quality about Nath and his presence that was unexplainable. Admirable. Captivating. Ever since the first time Ben met Nath, he'd been amazed with him. That was 25 years ago. And now, himself a hardened warrior and a battle-scarred veteran of over 100 battles, he felt like a young man again.
Dragon, how far can you see?
Nath showed a pleasant smile over his strong chin and pointed into the sky.
You see that cloud? The white one with the ring around it?
Yes.
Keep an eye on it,
Nath said.
Something is about to pass through it.
Ben squinted and shielded his eyes. Waited. Several seconds later, a flock of birds passed through the cloud.
Huh,
Ben said, then smiled at Nath.
But maybe that was a guess.
A guess, huh?
Nath said, extending his hand.
Then hand me Akron. Why?
Nath eyed him.
All right,
Ben said, unhitching the bow from the lock on the back of his armor and handing it to Nath. The bowstring twirled up and stiffened into place.
And an arrow,
Nath said, opening his palm. Ben reached into the quiver and felt the feathers of a shaft.
Morite,
Nath said.
But there's not that many.
Nath snapped his fingers, popping Ben's ears.
Fine,
Ben said, handing it over.
Morite it is.
Nath brought his horse to a halt, and Ben did the same. Slowly, Nath loaded the arrow and scanned the horizon. His red hair drifted gently in the breeze.
I don't know what you're shooting at, but please don't waste an arrow.
Nath knocked the arrow and drew the string back along his cheek.
His pull is so smooth and he pulls with such ease.
Nath closed one eye, aimed high, and released the shaft into the sky. Ben watched it sail 100 yards, 200 yards, and out of sight. He gawped.
No disrespect, Dragon. But you just wasted an arrow.
Well, it's my arrow,
Nath said. He handed Ben Akron.
Come along.
He directed his horse in the flight path of the arrow. 200 yards later, Ben said,
Are you gonna find the arrow? A black sliver among the high grasses. It would be an impressive feat.
Nath didn't reply.
We are going to try and find it, aren't we? Aren't we, Dragon? Renoir will be mad.
He's always mad.
I suppose,
Ben said.
Does he have a difference between mad and happy?
Nath was smiling.
I guess if he's happy, he'll let you know.
Ben looked over his shoulder. Renoir and Bezog were far behind.
Have you ever seen him smile or laugh?
He's always told me that he does it on the inside. The inside matters more than the out, he says. I think he'd been drinking when he first said that.
Nat pulled his horse to a stop. An elk with a great rack of horns lay dead on the grass with an arrow in his heart.
Impossible!
Ben exclaimed, getting off his horse.
I told you I had good eyes.
Nath slapped Ben's shoulder.
Be of good cheer. You will all eat well tonight.
What about you?
Ben said. Nath turned to him and said,
I need Fang.
Ben unstrapped it from his shoulder and handed it over. Nath buckled the sword scabbard around his waist and climbed back on his horse.
I'll be back,
Nath said.
Where are you going?
Ben said. Nath dug his heels in and rode away.
Where's he going?
Renoir said, frowning.
Why didn't you stop him?
I'd like to see you stop him,
Ben replied.
Don't worry. He'll be back. I think.